It's April 1st, and this is episode 29 of the Team Duct Tape Gaming Podcast.
May 1st.
It's May, you know. Way to start that off well.
Try again.
Try again.
It's May 1st, and this is episode 29 of the Team Duct Tape Gaming...
Welcome to Team Duct Tape Podcast with your hosts, Josh Espinoza and Brian Lakes.
It's May 1st, and this is episode 29 of the Team Duct Tape Gaming Podcast, where we talk about the games and geeky things we love to the people who care. I'm Josh Espinoza, and with me, as always, is Brian Lakes.
What's up?
Man, that was quite the
was a difficult start there.
I might have to leave some of that at the beginning of the show so people are going to hear how bad that was. I don't think we've had a problem that bad before starting the show, have we?
No, not recently.
So, Brian, we're back again after a couple days.
Hey, that's amazing. We got two shows in 1 week.
I know. Well, the last show was kind of a catch-up show.
Yeah, so true.
This show, we're back to normal,
is the regular schedule,
right?
Hopefully.
Right. So, what all have you been playing?
Oh, been playing, been watching, been doing lots of stuff.
Been doing lots.
Okay, I'm gonna get it out of the way. I saw Avengers 2, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I'm not one of those day one viewers.
Well, I even got to see it before day one.
I know.
I went Thursday night and saw it.
Well, I remember when we went and saw Avengers 1 with Delgo when Delgo was visiting. It had been out for a few months, hadn't it? Like, it was getting ready to leave the normal theaters. And then we finally went and saw it, and it was my first time. I don't know. I'm really excited to see it, but I have no interest in going through those big crowds.
Yeah, I mean, I told you about it, and I was like, I remember I said, I got your heart racing now, huh? Just thinking about it. Breathe into your paper bag.
Nope, I have medication that keeps it normal.
It's all good. Opinion of the movie, I'll try to be spoiler-free. So, I would say that it was probably as good as the first one.
See, a lot of people that have seen it, because overseas they got it a couple days ago, didn't
they? Yeah, they did.
And people were saying that it was good, but they were disappointed. And I'm like, well, I mean, what were you expecting, though? You know what I mean?
Because
I've done that before where I go into movies that I'm super hyped about and then I come out disappointed. Even though it's really good, it just doesn't live up to my expectation. So I usually go into movies, I try to just, you know, not think anything about them, have an opinion. Even if I'm really excited.
Yeah, I really thought they did a good job this time around. I felt like everybody got pretty good screen time. In these kind of movies, you always worry about, especially in, you know, team-based movies, when you get a lot of characters, that everybody has enough screen time. Or there's not enough going on to keep, you know, everything cohesive as a team. But... But I felt like they did a really good job. I even felt like they made up a little bit for the first movie in that out of all the Avengers, I don't think Hawkeye got a lot of time in the first Avengers movie. Because, I mean, we really haven't even had that much background on Hawkeye.
Yeah, he didn't get his own movie. No. Neither did
Scarlett. Yeah.
But she's been in the other movies.
Yeah, she's been in Captain America Winter Soldier and stuff. Right. But this time I felt like they made up for it, and we got a lot more background on Hawkeye. So that was kind of cool.
You say Hawkeye, and all I think is MASH.
Yeah. I didn't think about that
before. Well, Sarah's been watching MASH, like, right now. Yeah. She's watching it right now.
Playing in the background here.
And so, yeah, you say Hawkeye, and that's the first thing that comes to my
Where's
mind.
Where's BJ?
So, but that sounds cool. And, you know, like I said, I am really excited to see it. I can wait till either the crowd dies down or it comes out on you know, DVD, and I'll watch it then.
Well, we were just talking to you, and you said you're just barely on the Fellowship of the Ring, and that's been out for how long now?
I know. So, I have a hard time watching movies that have really, what do you call it, important dialogue. Like, it's important that you listen to the dialogue. I have a hard time watching those kind of movies in my house because my kids are really loud and really distracting. And so a lot of the times with movies like that, I'll watch them in chunks because, you know, I have to watch them when the kids aren't around. So right now I've started watching Fellowship of the Ring. I am at the point where they just got Frodo to the Elf City after he got stabbed in the shadow world thing from the ring.
Oh, yeah. Right. The ring race stabs him.
And,
spoilers! Right. Just kidding.
Now, the funny part is I actually saw all the Fellowship or the Lord of the Rings movies in theater.
You did?
I did.
I didn't know that.
And when I was in high school, I had a friend that he was really into them and he wanted to go to them. And so we went. I fell asleep in every single one of them. I usually woke up at the loud part at the end. And so...
You're as bad as my wife.
Yeah, well, they're long movies.
Yes, they are.
And especially at the time, I really wasn't into that medieval fantasy world kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't so much into that. And even now, I'm not as much into it, but I can appreciate it, I guess.
Wait a second. This is blasphemy. How dare you talk about geeky stuff and not like medieval things?
It's kind of... I think it's just a fine line of the lore, because I really enjoy WoW's lore, and it's kind of a medieval style.
Definitely.
Fantasy. But there's also some... It's a little bit beyond that, though.
Yeah. I think it's the difference between what people call high fantasy and fantasy. You know, I think Tolkien stuff falls in, like, high fantasy. Don't ask me what the... freaking difference.
I don't know
that, really,
but
you know,
typically, like, if I'm playing games and stuff, it's the same reason, like, I get way into, like, Fallout, but I haven't been able to get into Skyrim at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Skyrim, for me, is on that same level where it's more close to, you know, Lord of the Rings than maybe like a World of Warcraft or something like that. Yeah. And so,
sci-fi, not fantasy.
I am really into sci-fi for sure, yep. But.
More a sci-fi fan than a fantasy fan.
More sci-fi fantasy than just straight fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Medieval fantasy is what I always call it. Like Fable. I couldn't really get into Fable. My wife loved Fable.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Me, I'm more like that. I could take anything, you know?
Right. And so, you know, watching them now where I kind of have a little bit more of a background because obviously they're very popular. And so just living on the internet, you run across memes and, you know, you pick up pieces of the story and stuff, even though I haven't actually watched it. I mean, I get the gist of you know, what's going on. But I'm actually enjoying it this time around. I just wish I could sit and watch, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, without having to take a break from it.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, I just barely, you know, I saw every one of them in the theaters. And much to the chagrin of my wife, who, you know, didn't enjoy that at all. But I just got, actually on the way here from Redbox, I just got Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies. I haven't even seen that yet. Didn't even get to see it in the theaters. So I'm excited to see that. And that's the last Hobbit movie.
Because I think I have every one but that one on my media server.
Oh, okay.
I think I have the extended Blu-ray versions on my media server.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got them. I've had them for a while to watch.
But I just haven't watched them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Originally, I picked them up for the wife because she really likes them. And so I was talking with my coworkers actually in my office, and they're all really into the Lord of the Rings books. And we were talking about it, and I was like, I should get around and go watch those again. And so I am, but I'm watching them very slowly, unfortunately.
Hey, at least you're watching them. That's good. We'll convert you somehow.
Getting there. So what have you been playing, Brian?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone. I finally broke down today, and I bought Blackrock.
Yeah?
Mountain today, yeah. Blackrock Mountain, right?
Blackrock Mountain.
Yeah.
Blackrock.
It's a... No, I'm not even going to start. That's bad.
It's Blackrock.
Blackrock.
So... I actually started playing a lot more Hearthstone this week, too.
Oh, did you?
You know, Scott Johnson, he's been talking about this Face Hunter deck.
That oh, Face Hunter.
Yep. And kicking butt with it. And, you know, that's what I played a lot with is my Face Hunter deck. But I was just curious what he was doing differently than mine, obviously, because, you know, there's many ways to play the same kind of style.
Yeah.
And so I just tweeted him. I was like, hey, what does your Hunter deck look like? And he actually took a screenshot of it and sent it back to me.
Nice.
And so I built his deck. I have 6 games now.
Really?
Loss, yeah.
Really?
I've been killing it.
I'm going to have to get that list from you. Because I've been playing a Face Hunter deck, but I've been on the ladder a lot this week trying to see how far I could get in the last few days of the season. And I think I got down to like 15 was my best.
So yeah, far. See, that's the one caveat. So I played earlier this week and I got down to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then the season ended. And so I did get my card back, which I haven't got one of those in a while.
But, yeah, me neither.
But,
and this is a stupid card
it
back.
It did look kind of
lame. It's like a cupcake card back. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, cupcake card back.
It did look kind of lame, but I was like, you know, it looks, I like the one I've been using. It's the Fireside Gathering card back where it's like red and black. That's always my thing.
I've been using the Halloween one. I like the Halloween one.
I really like the red and black. And so I've been using that for a while. But yeah, I've been kicking butt. And even today I played a couple games and I still haven't lost with that deck yet.
I've been loving having it on the phone.
I came really so close. Amazing. It's it has really good utility on it. Like lots of utility and just lots of face honing. It's pretty good.
I find myself mostly this week I've been playing probably my shaman deck mostly. I have three different shaman decks. I think that's the kind of the class I gravitate towards. That and the warlock I think are my favorite ones. But yeah, it's been fun, you know. Going through Black Rock Mountain has been really cool. I'm on the second wing right now. Actually, just got to the second, end of the second wing, maybe first of the third.
Yeah, I would definitely, so I definitely say that Shaman is my second favorite to Hunter for sure. Now tell me about Black Rock Mountain, because I haven't actually looked at it at all. Is it like Naxxramas where you're going through and you're beating the character, like the bosses from the dungeon, and do they cheat like they did in Axe?
Oh, yes. Okay. They bend the rules all the time. Good. They have they each have their own special hero power, and some of them have more life than others, and there are certain mechanics that they have that they'll try to play against. So you'll beat them initially, and you'll get a card, a special card for each fight that you beat. You get a card. And then once you beat a wing, it unlocks the hero challenges. And then if you beat the hero challenges, then you get special hero cards for those specific heroes. You know, like a mage or a shaman or, you know, whatnot. So there's 2 hero challenges per wing. So, yeah.
And how many cards are
31,
Blackrock?
In Blackrock.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's my problem is I only have the second wing of an Naxxramas unlocked, and so I only have access to those cards.
Oh, okay.
And so every now and then again, I'll see the spiders and stuff that I don't have yet, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, my least favorite card this week, I got owned by the Grim Patron. Owned by the Grim Patron. So what he is he's a 3-drop card, and it's from Blackrock Mountain. He's a 3/3, but his special ability is he makes a copy of himself if he's not killed off. So any damage done to him, he makes a copy of himself. So you hit him for 1 or something like that happens where you cast a lightning bolt, another copy of him, a 3/3 comes out, which has the same exact ability. So you hurt him. Yeah, I got owned one time when a stray lightning bolt, you know, the lightning storm went off, didn't kill them all the way, and there were already 2 on the board. Yeah, that was bad. I ended up getting owned. I think it was actually a mirror match, and he ended up bloodlusting the next turn and kicking my trash.
That bloodlust, man, I swear. I never get to use it, you know, like the way I see it used against me. It's never works.
It never comes up for me.
Never works out for me.
I just have bad draws at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, but you know what? The other things I've been playing, well, obviously lots of Clash.
Yep.
I kind of felt bad because we talked about Clash and Dragon Bombing, and I posted a bunch of videos with the show notes, you know, about the attacks we were talking about. And then what did they do?
I know. I thought the next day.
The next day, they come out with an update that adds a brand new air defense.
Yep, the sweeper.
The air sweeper.
I think I texted you. I was like, wouldn't you know it? Right after we talk about Dragon Bomb and they put out a new defense.
I actually went and looked up some YouTube videos to see exactly how it works, what it does.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty efficient against air stuff that moves slow.
Okay.
So what it is depending on the level, is it hits them in waves and it pushes them back so many squares or so many tiles is how they measure it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you upgrade it, it moves them back more tiles. But like with a dragon or balloons that move slowly, it takes them so long to recover that space. By then, the next wave is coming at them.
Oh.
So it really slows them down.
Yeah.
If you put them directly in front of it. The only problem is you can see where it's aimed. And so
you can avoid it.
You can avoid it if you are paying attention.
Yeah,
so,
if you're paying attention.
I've seen a lot of bases that have been putting it in now. A lot of people that are already putting out, you know, base layouts and stuff with it implemented in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was annoyed because I have my base. I took a long time setting up my base and tweaking it and adjusting it. I didn't have space for another defensive building. And so I had to start from scratch. And so it takes time to, you know, I'll get attacked a few times, see what they're doing, see if I could tweak it anymore to adjust it. And Supercell.
I've gotten I got recently to Town Hall 9 and I'm yet to change my base yet. I'm too lazy. Too lazy to change it.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I was like, well, I got to have it out there.
Because change it.
We talked about before where I over-leveled my base, so mm-hmm. I need to give myself every advantage I can to fend off, you know, enemies. And mm-hmm. so I had to rebuild it. One other thing that they did in this latest update is they allowed you to do a one-time name change.
Oh, really?
And I noticed a few people in our clan doing some pretty fun names.
Oh, really?
So like, somebody, I don't even know who yet because they wouldn't say, but somebody in our clan changed their name, their username, to TET Guild Hype Man.
Oh, I saw that.
Who is this?
I was like,
that's awesome.
TET Guild Hype Man. Nice. Special shout out there.
Right, yeah, no kidding. And so I was like,
thumbs up. Besides that, what else have we been playing? It's only been that long.
I have been getting up in the morning. So when I get up about an hour early, it's about an hour and a half before I have to be to work.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what I do in that time is I get up, I have my coffee. Typically I get on WoW and do my, you know, my garrison table, do my daily profession stuff, you know, just my garrison stuff for all my characters. In that time.
And I thought you quit your WoW.
When they did the gold token, when they released the gold token, I started paying with my gold.
Oh, okay.
Because it's down about, last time I looked, it was down about 19,000 for the month worth for the token. And I have so much gold now from when we first hit the expansion, I was able to gouge the market with my profession stuff that I was able to get myself. I was sitting up around like 300,000 gold. Mm-hmm. And so I was buying up those tokens, and you know what I mean? They were down. I was able to buy myself about 4 months' worth of gold. And then I was, after doing my garrison missions every day in the morning, I was watching my intake just from doing my garrison tables and the dailies. I was making about 1,500 gold a day just from that.
Really?
So it's like if the gold, if the tokens stay at the same price and I can continue with around that. Obviously, some days it's a little less than 1,000. Some days mm-hmm. it's even more. Sometimes I get up close to 3,000. So that's an average. But if I can keep that up, I could play for free, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with
after 19 days, right. If it's only 19,000.
Right. Then. And so, you know, I'm not really playing, per se, the way I'm playing currently, but it's like it's not costing me anything. And so even if I get bored with it and decide to walk away, it's like there's no monetary part of it keeping mm-hmm. me tie it in or making me feel bad for playing. Yes. Anyway, man. But other than that, instead of doing that in the morning, that's what I was trying to say. I went into this long conversation about these WoW tokens and stuff to say, I haven't been doing that this week.
Oh, okay.
I've actually been getting up and playing GTA in the morning. And usually I'll do a mission or two. So the update for that is I just got to the point where, spoilers, no, but it's been out a while. Yeah. I don't care. But at the point where Trevor kidnaps Madrazo's wife and they run off into the boonies again and they do all that stuff, you know. So I just got to the point where you do your first skydiving mission, which is one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And so that's what I've been doing this week. I haven't been doing too much.
Yeah, the only other thing I've been playing, I played one night with Jim on Borderlands, the pre-sequel. We're up to about level 18. And I finally switched over to my Baroness, and he's playing the Jack clone, or the body double, doppelganger, whatever you want to call it. And that was fun. We've been having some fun with that.
Good.
The only other thing to come out, new thing that came out, I want to say it's Marvel's Future Fight on iOS. Marvel's Future Fight, and it's what it is. It's, if you're familiar with the X-Men Legends game or Marvel Ultimate Alliance, it reminds me a lot of that. Marvel Future Fight is what it's called. But you can get different characters. You start out with, it has a whole slew of characters. You start out with Captain America, Black Widow, and Iron Man.
Now, is this another one of those games that's kind of like the Justice DC fighter
kinda, I guess. You just go through, it's like a beat 'em up and action RPG,
right? But
Diablo.
You use like the taps and stuff,
or? No. Okay. it's like a total brawler, so you have there is different control schemes you can use. I'm using like a control stick kind of thing, but you go through, you can earn new characters and buy them, of course. It's a free game, so you might as well, you know, if you're even interested, you can download it. It works off an energy system, but the energy system is very forgiving, and it refills really quickly.
That's kind of how Record Keeper's been. Yeah. If you're progressing through it, you can, if you're progressing through the game, you can hit patches where you can play for hours without having to stop from energy.
Yeah, that's how I feel like this one works. Has quite the story so far, and the graphics are really good for iOS. Just tons of characters. You can switch between the three characters kind of thing. So right now I'm using like Black Widow.
Looks like the Marvel Unlimited or Marvel
Heroes, kind of thing. So you'll come in and your other two characters on your team, so you can have three characters chosen, and they'll drop in for periodically to help you with attacks and stuff. You also have a couple special attacks yourself. You can upgrade these. They drop gear. You can get new gear. You can upgrade stats. So it's a lot of fun, you know, and little bite-sized little worlds.
Yeah, Sarah's been playing WWE game,
Immortals.
It's a lot like the DC fighting game and stuff like that.
But yeah, they have a Mortal Kombat one out now, too. Did you see that? And I tried it for a while, but I just couldn't get it. It wouldn't let you play any of the fatalities, even when you got to the level 20s. I'm like, what good are you then if you don't get to play the fatalities?
There was a video that came out that is, wait, what if Super Smash Bros.
had fatalities? That was amazing. The Hedgehog one going after Yoshi. That was pretty cool.
It had like an Ash, and he caught his opponent in the Pokeball, and he stopped the Pokeball.
That was really cool. Yeah.
But it's getting a little loud over here, so maybe we'll call it a show about 5 minutes early.
But thanks for tuning in, and go ahead, give me info, Josh, real quick.
Yeah, so you can contact us by emailing, you can contact us by emailing teamducttapepodcast@gmail.com, or you can check out our website at ducttapeguild.wordpress.com, and as always, you can follow us on Twitter at TDTGuild. Let us know what you're thinking, and hit us up.
Yep. Well, have a good week, guys.
Take it easy.